Good morning. I'm Lavinia Laiti from the University of Trento. The work that I will present today was mainly carried out by a colleague of mine, Lorenzo Giovannini. So the title of the presentation is Evaluation of the Climatological Wind Speed Simulated by the Wolf Model over Complex Terrain, a case study in Trentino, Italy. This work essentially corresponds to the preliminary analysis that we carried out in order to develop a high resolution wind atlas for this region, Trentino. Okay. Doesn't work? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good. Sorry. So as I anticipated, the study area is the Trentino region, which is a small mountainous area located in the eastern Italian Alps. Although very small, it has a very complex orography, which is characterized by the presence of many deep valleys, whose characteristic width ranges from 1 to 4 kilometers, and the depth is almost up to 2 kilometers. So the elevation, the range of the terrain elevation in this region is between 50 and 3,500 meters above sea level. So such a complex orography, of course, influences very much the wind regime in the region. In particular, the wind climatology in Trentino is characterized in the cold season by the presence of weak winds, especially in the valleys, and also by the presence of occasional episodes of strong northerly wind, which is called föhn, which maybe you know. It is a strong wind of synoptic origin, which blows across the main ridge of the Alps and then descends towards the southern slopes of the Alps. While in the warm season, the typical wind regime is that of thermally driven valley winds, which, as exemplified in this figure, during daytime they blow from the plain towards the upper sections of the valleys, while during the night they flow in opposite direction, that is down valley, from the upper sections of the valley towards the lower ones. So as we know, simulating by means of numerical models the wind speed over very complex terrain, it's not an easy task, and it requires an adequately fine spatial resolution. So in order to identify the best model setup for our wind atlas, we tested different spatial resolutions. In particular, we carried out simulations with 4 domains using a one-way nested technique and downscaling the reanalysis down to 6, 2, or 1.2 kilometers. In this initial phase, we perform only 1-year-long simulations, and as concerns the parameterization schemes, we decided to use, after a preliminary evaluation, the Yonsei University scheme for the planetary boundary layer, and also the parameterization for unresolved topography, which was developed by Jimenez and Dudia, and is essentially based on the standard deviation of the subgrid orography. Okay, so we validated the results of our simulation for the different spatial resolution for a set of 16 weather stations where hourly wind observations were collected. As you can see in this map, unfortunately, they are mainly located at the floor of the valleys, so they do not cover the entire range of altitude of the region, but this has to be kept in mind, of course, when looking at the validation results. Okay, these are the results of the validation for the different spatial resolutions in terms of mean absolute error of the simulated wind speed for the different stations. As we can see, the picture is not very clear. There are a few stations for which moving from the 6 kilometer resolution to the 2 kilometer or 1.2 kilometer resolution shows a consistent reduction of the error, but for the rest of the station, there is only a slight improvement or even sometimes a slight degradation when moving from 2 to 1.2 kilometers. However, when we look at the model results, at the validation results in terms of probability density functions of the wind speed, the picture is clearer. So we can see here that the 6 kilometers simulations, they give very bad results in terms of PDF, while the 2 kilometer and 1.2 kilometers in general give the best results, especially the 1.2 kilometer simulations. In particular, the 6 kilometer simulations, they display a pronounced tendency towards the overestimation of the frequency of the highest wind speeds. And the 2 kilometers resolution simulation have a very good performance already, but they still present some underestimation of the lowest of the frequency of the lowest wind speed. So the best in our case was the highest resolution simulation. In particular, the major problems were observed in the stations which are located in the west-east oriented valleys. And this was particularly severe in the winter season. This depends on the fact that our simulations, still at also at 1.2 kilometers, they do not reproduce very accurately the topography of the region, which, as already said, is very, very complex. And in particular, there is this problem related to the fact that synoptic winds typically blow in from the south or from the north. So in the simulations, it happens that sometimes they are able to penetrate into the west-east oriented valley. And so this causes problems of overestimation of the frequency of the highest wind speed. So we are, just to finish, we are running now 10-year-long simulations doing the four-dimensional data simulation or radio soundings in the three outer domains. And at the same time, we are simulating quality-controlled hourly wind data from a set of 20 weather stations in the inner domain, which are completely different from the set that we use for the validation. So the validation is will be completely independent. And that's all. Thank you for your attention.